kids. I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
So, Arthur, now you like milk thistle in a skin cream. But before you go, I'm going to ask our the lone female on the show right now, Bridget. Do you use skin creams, Bridget?
Yes.
Do you use moisturizer?
Yes.
Do you read the ingredients as carefully as you do on food?
No.
Do you ever read the ingredients?
No.
You've never read the ingredients on a skin cream?
No.
Arthur, we have a problem.
Well, you know, Mike,
she reads
so
them religiously.
Difficult.
She literally reads them religiously on food.
That is true. I look at the ingredients on foods before I look at... I don't look at any of the numbers on the nutrition panel. I just look at ingredients.
Well,
so I guess...
I do have to say, Mike, it is impossible for anyone other than a chemist or maybe a doctor to understand what these chemicals are on the back panels of skin creams. And, you know, the FDA has not helped because... they have a very cryptic system that even if you have a PhD in chemistry, it is actually difficult for you to make that transition to understand what the chemicals are on the skin creams because they have a different system of naming these compounds. It is absolutely crazy. You know,
that's why the ubeauty.com website has a group of organic chemists who work together to analyze and write about what's in the products. But if we've got someone like Bridget who doesn't even look at them to try and figure out what the active ingredient is, it's like my wife. I harangued her about the toothpaste because I said, "You see the active ingredient?" And so you've got to read the ingredient labels and what you buy if you're going to make a decision that's rational.
Yep, very difficult. Let me give you an example
milk
of
thistle.
How silly this system is. Well, all right, we'll go to milk thistle.
Maybe I mean, of all the BS stuff, milk thistle.
All right, you really think so? Have you ever seen a milk thistle plant, Mike?
Yeah, I've seen
one. These things are like, they're 6 feet tall. They're enormous. They grow over most of the world.
You know, some of the greatest thieves in history. That doesn't mean they're good.
Oh, okay. Well, these things have, when you break the leaf, there's this white milky stuff, and that's where the name comes from, milk thistle. But it's actually the seeds of this plant that have a lot of good things. And you could probably pronounce this one a lot better than I can, the flavonolignan. Is that how you pronounce it, Mike? Did I do it? Flavonolignan?
Yes, you did those, perfectly.
Okay, well, those are the good things in milk thistle. Now there's
wait a second. That doesn't mean they increase what goes into your skin. You point out the size is important and the penetration and the ability to get in the cells and then the ability to actually do some good and stimulate the cells' native antioxidants. It's not the antioxidants that you take, it's whether they can stimulate the ones that the cells get.
Well, that's true. And you know, one of the problems with milk thistle...
Of course
thistle,
it is. I
traditionally,
said it.
Well, one of the problems... Oh, boy. One of the problems with milk thistle is that even when you eat this stuff, and it's been eaten since the 4th century, I believe, is the first report of eating milk thistle for liver disease. So when you eat it, only about 2 to 4% of it gets absorbed because of, you know, what you're talking about. It's very poorly absorbed. But... there's ways to increase the absorption of it, and that is to bind it with something called lecithin or phosphatidylcholine. And if it's bound to that, then it's much better absorbed, both, Mike, both orally and in the skin. So, and you really can get quite a bit absorbed that way. And in terms of how big it is, yes, it's under 500. So everything, that means it's the right molecular weight, the right chemical size so that it can get in the skin. But again, none of that means anything unless there are studies. But Mike, there are good studies. There are 28 studies.
And what are the what are the 28 studies show?
That it is beneficial to the skin, that it decreases all sorts of things like the effect of ultraviolet light. So if you put it on your skin, and by the way, we can't make these claims. So in my skin creams, can't make these claims. I can talk about it on this show. But if I were to put this information on my package, it would be classified as a drug, and the FDA would write me a letter and say, don't do that. So we can talk about it here, but you won't find companies talking about this on their packages, or hopefully not. So what it does is it makes it so that ultraviolet radiation is not as injurious to cells. And that's this is actually quite well documented.
Well, but
in
wait
journals,
a second. You have to now, if you have SPF 50 on, you won't get that radiation, so it doesn't matter. Does it do it long-term after the radiation has occurred or just acutely?
That's a good question. I do think it's, reading these studies, it's not just that day, but it is, I don't know exactly how long it would last. You probably have to reapply
well, we're
gonna
it. Go through
it every day or reapply it.
Before we finish this thing, Arthur, that is, before we finish this discussion, not today, we will cover this subject and go over all of these 28 studies, because I think putting it in skin cream may not be the real deal. On the other hand, I think your skin creams in general are the real deal. How soon will we be able to get them?
What a great segue. All right. Well, Mike, we are really closing in on this. My soap will be out in just 5 weeks now. Five weeks.
Wow, that's
exciting. I'm now going to, this is even a better segue. Let's do the Real Age Tip of the Week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, MD.
And the reason we're doing the Tip of the Week right now is it's get clean hands with soap and water. The debate on hand sanitizers versus hand washing is over. To keep nasty infections away, save money, and get your hands really clean, here's what to do. Stick your hands under the faucet, lather up with some of Dr. Perry's soap, and rub-a-dub-dub. Your doc should too. Yep, even though medical offices, emergency centers, hospitals are now littered with hand-sanitized dispensers, dangerous hospital-acquired infection rates are only starting to decline. More news. Places like long-term care facilities, where staffers rely on sanitizers more than soap and water, have higher than usual outbreaks of severe stomach bugs that cause diarrhea and vomiting. So, we aren't saying that money spent on hand sanitizers over $100 million annually is money down the drain. No, quite the contrary. These are great for times when you can't get to a sink if you use them correctly. That means the sanitizer has to be at least 60% alcohol. Check the label, Bridget. And you have to use enough to keep rubbing your hands to get moist gel for 20 seconds. But when it comes to washing up, do it with soap and water. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. Arthur, thank you for being here. Joe, thank you for being here. Gary Ginsburg and all of our guests, and especially Bridget and you. Sonar, great engineering, and especially you for listening. We'll be back with a new show next week.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slip. Slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full-time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to OneOccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number OneOccupyWealth.com. OneOccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms